today's power failure is a dramatic reminder of how important is the uninterrupted flow of power to the health, safety, and well-being of our citizens and to the national defense. Such a failure,
I'd say, in the defense of our country, to the national defense of our country.
Of our country.
If you don't want to, I'd cut out national if you need to.
All
if
right.
That's superfluous, if not. Is it?
No, it's fine.
All right. That's,
such a failure should be carefully investigated.
I'd say this failure should be.
This failure should be carefully investigated to see if a recurrence
should immediately be carefully investigated. Should immediately be carefully.
Should be immediately and carefully investigated.
Mm-hmm.
Should be immediately and carefully investigated to see if a recurrence can be avoided. Let's say this failure.
In order to prevent an occurrence, reoccurrence.
All right, sir. I'm therefore directing you, this is Swidler, to launch immediately a comprehensive investigation.
I would say I am therefore. I just say therefore you are directed to immediately.
Therefore, you are directed immediately to launch a thorough investigation of the causes of this power failure. I'm putting at your disposal the full resources of the federal government. I want you to call upon the top experts in our nation in conducting this study. I'm asking for a report from you as swiftly as possible as to the causes of the failure.
A report from you.
A report
will be expected as soon as possible. At the earliest possible, a report from you will be expected at the earliest possible moment. Cut out eyes everywhere
right.
You can.
Roger. A report from you will be expected at the earliest possible moment.
Or is expected.
Right.
Report from you is expected at the earliest possible moment.
Is expected at the earliest possible moment. As to the causes of the failure and the steps you recommend be taken to prevent such a failure from happening again.
Or to prevent a reoccurrence.
All right, sir.
Now, does that contemplate that he will have the FBI's, CIA's, or is it just the technical end?
It does compliment, yes, it does. I think we should add, not in the statement, but just for their use, the fact that all agencies of the government will be cooperating, including the FBI and others.
Well, I'd sure have it cleared. I'd get right back, make my Hoover name, I'd read right to Deke DeLoachin. And do you want to put this in Swidler's hands? or do you want to put a sentence on there? I'm asking the FBI, I'm asking the attorney, the FBI, and any, I am directing the FBI and other appropriate agencies, and other government agencies to support the, you in any way.
That's good.
Possible.
That's good.
And that gives him the ball and but clear that with the
Roger. He's standing by, I'll call him.
And yeah.
Those.
Now here I want to get a full report on this. I can't believe it. Peace Corps recruiting. Did you see Ann Arbor AV?
I saw that. That just makes me sick.
51. Well they've got to tell Shriver we want a report down here on the cable on that tonight or have somebody do it. We can't believe that. If you're not, just get rid of that boy or stop it or something. We just, you know, this is what we ran into the Dominican Republic. They're the first ones that jumped us. This guy here says that we're interested in the people who get thousands of demonstrators out. He's going to reward these folks that are trying to destroy a democracy.
I think what he meant, what he didn't say, was that he's telling them to put up or shut up. You know, if they want peace, they ought to go to work for it. But the way it came out was just, I think, abominable.
Says it's a high risk and high gain proposition. We'll either blow up the place. Now, that's a hell of a... or get it done.
Well, I agree. I just saw it a little bit ago.
I just sure stopped it. Now, also, get Shriver to put on a wire. What's happened to the... What are the changes in the Head Start thing? Very concerned, getting all kinds of wires and protests and letters.
All right.
And do you know about it?
No, sir. You mentioned it last night.
that it's been taken out where that anybody could operate Head Start, church, school, or anybody. Now they're putting it into this so-called Bobby Kennedy community operation where they can really indoctrinate them and require that these new leaders, the new leader group, take them over.
All right.
And I guess every group that's been, I would imagine what they're trying to do is coordinate it, tighten it up or something. I guess every Methodist group that can't operate one's raising hell about it.
I will ask for that. I wish you'd get some, just let me plant the seed of the possibility of John Bartlow Martin as head of the Peace Corps.
All right.
Okay, I'll call you back. Yeah, I'll call Deke DeLosen and put this out and call